This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves beneath the mighty hand today, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love, just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground, and ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Anoint these lips of clay. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, I thank you to prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open up to 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. And we're also going to be looking at 1 John 4 and verse 4. The word of God reads in 1 Peter 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and glory and honor at the appearance of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow and
Prophet Tebow
coming to you in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Why don't you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God tonight? Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about God is still large and in charge. God is still large and in charge. Hallelujah. People of God, people in general might come to realize that God is allowing us to experience what it is like to go through life without putting him in charge of our lives. You see, God makes no apology for his action. Remember this always, that God is still large and in charge. So to God, it don't matter. It don't matter what comes up. He's still able, willing to see us through. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Yes, God don't want us to worry, because worry is not of him. God wants us to be confident that whatever we go through, whatever is bugging us, whatever is being a stronghold in our lives, we have to turn it over to him. Be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Prayer is the key that we must do, which we must pray always. Hallelujah. When things are going good, we pray. When things are going not so good, we pray. We pray on a daily basis, not just on Sunday mornings or midweek service. No, God expects to do our part, and he will do his, because God is still large and in charge. Everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication is request. Supplication is giving it, putting it in God's hand and leave it there. Then we have to have a thankful heart. We do this with thanksgiving. Then we let your request be made known unto God. In other words, God knows what you need before you even say it, but he desires for you to tell it to him, to make the request. Because you see, God is a God that neither slumber nor sleep. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows all about each and every one of his children. He knows if nothing catch God by surprise. No, this COVID-19, this pandemic that we are experiencing now in 2020, it didn't catch God by surprise. It caught us by surprise. But when we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, it shall keep our hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. That's why we have to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. As followers of his, on a daily basis, we must take up our cross daily and follow him. Follow the set example that he have given us. You see, God, again, he's still large and in charge. So nothing is more important for the believer of Christ than becoming fully persuaded that God does indeed lead his children on their journey from earth to heaven. Yes, with God's help, as we walk in obedience to what he asks us to do according to his word, and we do it as unto him, and we do it with a sincere heart. Our motives towards him is right. Our focus is on him. Our focus is on earthly things. Our focus is on heavenly things and not earthly things. Yes, while we're down here on earth, we need to put on the mind of Christ. We need to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know that the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. John 10:10 says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, what a difference it makes to know with great conviction that behind your life stands the unseen hand of God, working in, through, and sometime in spite of your decision to accomplish his will in your life. Yes, I must say this again, because it's better to be repeated. Sometimes we have to learn, we have to hear things over and over again. Let it go from our head, from head knowledge, conviction. Oh, what a difference it makes to know with great conviction that behind your life as a believer of Christ stands the unseen hand of God working in, through, and sometimes, and always, excuse me, always in our behalf in spite of your decision to accomplish his will in your life. So people of God, when we focus on him, he takes responsibility for the detail of our lives. That right there should get you excited. That right there should give you confidence of knowing that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is concerned about every detail of our lives. So God is still large and in charge. As we use the means at our disposal, God takes those means and works through circumstances to see that his will is being done in your life as a believer of Christ. That may include some events that seems quite miraculous to us. But whether or not we see the miraculous, our responsibility is to use the information we have to make wise plans for the future. Hallelujah. So you see, God is concerned about us. Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and his call. So as long as our hand is in the master's hand, as long as our focus is on him, as long as our trust is in God, God will do for us what we can't do for ourselves. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I'm grateful. I'm thankful for the God that we serve, the maker of the universe, the one that created life, the one that, hallelujah, that has all power in his hand. We serve an awesome God. You know, the God that we serve, still large and in charge. Again here, believers of Christ, focus on the Lord and leave the details in his hand. You see, God holds himself responsible to guide our lives when we are his child, when we are in line with his will for our lives. You see, when you put God first, then he says, I will surely get you to the right place at the right time. That's why it's so important to put God first as priority in our lives. As a child of God, we are entitled to the benefits that he has given us through his son, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We are heirs and joint heirs with him to the promises of God. And the promise of God is yea and amen. Isn't it good to know that even though we down here on this earth, even though we're in this fallen world plagued with sin, even though there's an enemy that steady fight us, try to get in our mind so that he can try to manipulate us out of God's will, if we stay focused, if we stay prayed up, study up, and tied up, abiding in the vine, and we as the branches abiding in him, we can ask what we will, and it shall be given. Bible says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a God that is willing, and he's a God that is able to see us through. Even during this pandemic in 2020, even though in things that we do not have a knowledge of, God sees the known as well as the unknown. He can set you up as well as myself, as well as every believer of Christ. He can set us up and bring us places and do things for us that we never knew was possible. You see, when it's impossible with man, it becomes possible with God. Yes, he can't be put in a box. No, he can't. God is so big. When we think that we know all about him, God will surprise you, and he'll move the way that you least expect it. So focus on doing what God wants you to do. Child of God, you will never see anything or everything. You will never see everything in advance. But if you wait long enough and endure, God always will reveal his will to you in your life. His perfect will be revealed. There is a permissive will. It's not God's perfect will. Sometimes we settle for his permissive will instead of waiting on him for his perfect will to be established. One thing I learned with my walk with the Lord, that God is a patient God. And even in our disobedience, God will still chastise us. He will bring us, he will deal with us and bring us back in right standing with him. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of times we say that God have gave up on us. No, God never, he will never give up on you. He will deal with you all the way to the grave. He will. Sometimes when we fall short or we fall into sin, then we get chastened and do it like Jonah, go in the opposite direction. Instead of moving towards God, we move away from him. But even Jonah, when he got to the place and he was found out, God prepared a fish where Jonah, after they threw him in the sea, that the fish, hallelujah, he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. But when he came to his senses, when he repented to God, God delivered him, had him on dry land. And what Jonah was supposed to do, hallelujah, that would take 3 days to get to this particular city, Nineveh, he got there in 1 day's journey. You see, one thing about God, when God's hand is on you and you allow him to work in you and through you, God can do miraculous things. Things that will blow our mind. Because God, hallelujah, he don't need our permission to do, but he desired to work through man, woman. He desired to work through a boy or girl. He desired to work through his creation. Hallelujah. Because God is still a God that is large and in charge. Again, here in the book of Romans 8:28 is there to be repeated. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are to call according to his purpose. You see, we need to understand that God is still, and he is, in control. No matter what is happening, no matter what seems to be too big for our God, God is bigger than what we can think of. God is bigger than what we see. God is bigger because he cannot be put in a box. He cannot be measured up. The little bit that we see with our little finite minds, with our eyes, it's only a glimpse of how big God is. He done set the galleries in orbit. He done set the planets in orbit. He created the moon, the sun, the earth, and all the planets. He created all the flowers, the trees, the birds, the bees, Yes, God is never, he never slumber nor sleep. He's always working, even when we are resting. Hallelujah. When we claim sweet, peaceful sleep at night, he's always sitting high and looking low. Yes, God promised in his word that he will come. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and that labor, and I will give you rest. Remember, God is still in control. God still sits on his throne. He's still Lord and in charge. People of God, as human beings, we like to think and believe that we are in control of things that happen in our lives. Even when we didn't know God, even when we didn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, even when we was lost, living, hallelujah, in darkness, God still intervened. Oh, yes, he did. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to earth. Did something. He did something that no one else could have done. He became that ultimate sacrifice. He shed his blood for all mankind. He is the way, the truth, and the light. So we, as human beings, with our little finite minds, we got to understand that God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Yes, when we had a thought, God already knew the thought. That's how awesome he is. But the fact of the matter is that there are many things that are beyond our human control. You and I cannot control everything that happens. As a result of that, many of us are living in a state of fear and insecurity. Well, I stop by tonight to encourage you and to remind you what 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says. For God has not given us a fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. I'm going to say it again, because sometimes we, even when we look around, even in this world that we are, this sinful world, this fallen world that we are living in, fear can try to cancel out the faith that we proclaim to have. You see, God, here it says, God have not given us the spirit of fear. So we know that fear is of the devil. Faith is of God. Fear will try to stop us in our tracks. We know that fear will try to paralyze us from going forward in the things of God. But we got to remember, God haven't given us the spirit of fear. But he have given us power and love and of a sound mind. As a believer of Christ, we don't have no business fearing the unknown. No, because God, hallelujah, he has promised us he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That in itself should encourage you tonight. That in itself should let you know how good God is and how much love he has for his children. Believers of Christ, there is one person that we can count on, and that is God. Yes, our Creator. And we can trust him to keep his word, because God is still Lord and in charge. You see, God is not like man. Man will be like the weather. Sometimes sunny, sometimes cloudy. Sometimes, hallelujah, the intentions may be right at the time when things are said. But in the end, they may let you know. They may fall short of what they confess. But if we just have our mind made up of knowing that our help coming from the Lord, our help coming from the one that is able to make a way out of no way, our help coming from God, the one that created us, the one that created us from the dust of the earth, the one that breathed life into us, and we became a living being. Hallelujah. We need to have a strong belief and complete faith that God is in absolute control of the world as well as our lives, of the world that we live in. Here in the book of First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 11, the B clause of the verse says, "For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Yes, the word of God calls this God sovereignty, which means that he is the absolute authority in life. God is the ultimate ruler of all. There is none like him. There is none. God don't have no rivalry. God is always been and always will be. God is awesome, y'all. Oh, yes, he is. He is large and in charge. He is a good God. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. God desires for us to make it as his children more than we desire ourselves. So let us get back in right standing with him. Let us study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let us seek his face while he may be found. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you." Yes, seek the Lord. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. Yes, believers of Christ, God teaches us that he is in control of the world. He created the world and all that is in it. He sustained this world, power of his word. You see, God in the book of Genesis, it talks about it. God looked at the world and it was void. And he spoke it into being. He said, "Let there be light," and light came. Hallelujah. So we as small gods, we as followers of Christ, the power that he gave Jesus Christ to endure while he was here on earth, the Holy Spirit of God abides in every believer. So we have the ability to speak God's word. And if we speak it by faith, and we believe that it's going to happen according to our faith, let it be, and it'll come so. Hallelujah. God is Lord and in charge. Thank you, Jesus.
Because of who you are, Lord, I
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, a good God. Amen, amen. So tonight we are talking about God is large and in charge. Oh, yeah. Awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's alive and well, a God that still sits on the throne, a one that we can come to in time of need. It's good to know that even in regards of what we are faced with, amen, that God, hallelujah, in that name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus, we can come to him, hallelujah, in humility and just, hallelujah, let him know what is going on in our lives. That's why we have to get in our secret closet, amen, and have a time of prayer with him. Bible says in Luke 18, the B clause of the verse, that men are always to pray and don't faint. In other words, don't lose heart. Amen. God is still in the miracle working business. He's still a God that answers prayer. Praise God. God is good. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, Bible says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see, God is also in control of history. We are moving towards a climax of life. One day, believers of Christ, children of God, Jesus Christ is going to come back. One day there will be of judgment day. Hallelujah. Again, God is still in control of our lives. So we need to work to walk in faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we also must trust him that everything that happens in our lives will be used for our eternal good. Yes, God knows, hallelujah, and he desires good in our lives. Even though at times we may not be as faithful as we should be, God extends grace and mercy each and every day of our lives. So we are thankful and grateful for him because he's still large and in charge. You see, because of God being large and in charge, he has a plan for every believer's life. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the word says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So as Christians, we should seek the perfect will of God for our lives. You see, believers of Christ, if you maintain the right attitude through the trials and tribulations that you go through, our God will work them all for your good. Remember, again, what Romans 8:28 said, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. You see, God will use your problems to get you in the position that he wants you to be in. God will use your problems to get you to the place that he has designed for you, for and designed for you. Our problems are opportunities to see God's power at work on our behalf. Sure, and need for us to get in a pity party. Ain't no need for us to start grumbling and mumbling. No, if you know God is for you, who or what can be against you? So it may seem as if God is taking his good old time. But always remember this. God is always working on both ends. He's working on your end as well as on the opposite end. He knows best. Yes, our Father, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of each of our ancestors as well as ourselves. He knows what's best in our lives. People of God, the trials and tribulations that we are going through are not by accident. No, they are divine appointments that are arranged by God to prove the quality, character, and strength of our faith. Yes, this is better to be repeated. People of God, children of the Most High God, the trials and tribulations that we are going through are not by accident. No, God is the one that have designed them for us. There are divine appointments that are arranged by him to prove the quality, the character, and strength of our faith. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, the word says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things of which are not seen are eternal." That's why our mindset has to be changed. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1, "Brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is." And that is Romans 12, verse 2. So, people of God, the correct response to the problems that we face or that we go through is to pass the pain in order to see God's ultimate purpose for our lives. Yes, we may go through painful conflict, but we have to remember Jesus when he walked upon this earth. They afflict him with pain and suffering. He endured all the way to the end. He completed the assignment that was upon his life. And because of Jesus completing his assignment, we as followers of his have the same ability because the Spirit of the Lord abides in us. So knowing this, that God is in control of our lives, and knowing that in his time, our prayers will be answered. If our motives is right, if our heart is right and set on him. Yes, God is good. That's why the enemy of our soul, the devil, he's busy. He knows that his time is short. He knows where he's headed at too. And he's trying to convince us as God's children just to sway off to the left or to the right instead of standing in the lane that God has given us to be effective for the kingdom of God. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, sometimes we just have to be reminded that our God is not Hallelujah. That our God is all powerful. That our God can move mountains in our behalf. Our God can take a nothing and make something in our lives. So here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power are not a waste of time, because prayers can make a difference. Prayer works because God is in control of all things. God can do things that you never thought is possible, because he is God and he's Lord and in control and in charge. So believers of Christ, learn to trust God, and then you will have peace, confidence, and hope. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. The best way to let God control your life is to establish a spiritual base for your life. In other words, and let God lead, God direct you according to his will and purpose for your life. So learning to trust God fully is a lifetime process. You have to choose to trust in him, much like you have to choose to give up control of your life. Again, to be reminded of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, control is the hardest thing to give up, because without it, you and I, as believers of Christ, we will feel vulnerable. We will feel uncomfortable because we are so we have held on to control our own for so long. But we have to remember what the Word says when we come to God. Word says that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know the one that holds tomorrow in his hand. So today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that God has granted us to serve him. So we should look forward to serving him in spirit and in truth. So let God, let go, and let God have his way in your life. To let go and let God means to give back to God that which is already his. His, our lives. Our lives as believers of Christ. Our lives, when we lose full control and put it in God's hand, then it becomes God's responsibility to supply our each and every need. And he promises in his word that, according to Philippians 4 and 19, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, children of God, no matter what situation we face in this life, while we're here on earth, we will always have the assurance that God is still, he still sits high in the globe. He still sits on his throne. Yes, God is still in control of everything. Psalms 103, verse 19 says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules all over all. God acts on the behalf of those who wait on him and for him. Believers of Christ, you may not see what God is up to, but he is up to something, and he's up to something good. God is fulfilling his purpose for his own glory. At times, God is working in the visible, dramatically, and in undeniable ways. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on a day by day. But God knows what it takes. He knows when to step in. He knows he's always looking, and his angels is always looking. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You see, God is the one who's working on your behalf. So, child of God, so often we are so busy praying to God to do what we want him to do that we become blind to the work that he is doing in us. Our God is large and in charge. So, believer of Christ, don't focus on what you can see or on what is around you. Focus on God Almighty and know that you can trust him, even if it seems as though you are waiting on nothing. There is always hope in him because he is large and in charge. Again, remember this, that no matter what pressures you are facing in situations, don't ever feel that God has forgotten about you. Remember that God is always working and working on your behalf. In the book of Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 4, it says, oh, that thou wouldest tear open the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to burn, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst awesome things, which we look not for, thy king cometh down, and the mountain shook at the presence of the Lord. But since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eyes seen, O God, besides thee, who had prepared for him and wait for him. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, he that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Our God is large and in charge. You see, the Lord is a God of action. He never ceases from working, while our God is always controlling the universe. He is at the same time intimately involved with our lives. Yes, God has
a plan for each one of us. And he wants us to know what it is. Child of God, every time you take a step of obedience, God will shed more light on your path. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, because of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of the rams. So believers of Christ, God is actively involved in your life, and he is working in ways that are not always visible. He orchestrates circumstances. He changes people's hearts and protects his children from making hasty decisions that will have tremendous consequences. So people of God, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord's time. So he creates many opportunities for spiritual growth and obedience. And our faith becomes very developed. Yes, when you intentionally choose to be still before God, he unleashes his mighty power on your behalf. You see, God always plans good things for those who wait on him. And he has in store for your life expectancy that far beyond what your wildest dreams. So because we serve a God that is large and control and in charge, he is awesome. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Believers of Christ, victory for you begins in realizing that when you come to understand that the devil wants to see you be defeated, but our God has promised that you can walk in victory in spite of your circumstances. So people of God, genuine spiritual victory is having simple faith in the promises of God. Always keep this in mind, that regardless of what you think about what you are facing, God is still God, and he is in charge. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Don't worry. Trust God. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your requests made known unto him. In trying times, there will be those who will not fall away. So remain to be a Christian, no matter what, no matter how evil the world is. The world may get. Choose to live a holy life, because our God is Lord and in control and in charge. Well, we just hope and pray that through the word that was said here tonight, that it will bless your soul. We just hope and pray to the God that the Holy Spirit of God that rests upon the word of God will bring back everything to your remembrance. And we just thank you for listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, you may reach us by writing to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you with your questions, your comments, or even suggestions for what you'd like for us to speak on. God bless you. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your friends and family, and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love you, God bless you, and thank you for your support. Have a great evening and a great week until we can meet again, the Lord willing, on Friday at 6 p.m. sharp. Thank you. God bless.